Next item on the agenda is Robert Winfrey, 10-1025.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Stagg. Yeah. Hopefully by the time you finish, it'll still be morning. No hint involved.
Just like Mr. Pruitt. He used to do that to me every time.
He taught me well.
You're going to get this before lunch, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This project has been before the commission a couple of times. And you'll find in your packet the original evaluation from August. From the August meeting. I'm kind of going to summarize that again in the October, this current evaluation, particularly for the benefit of Mr. Plumlee, who was not here to hear.
I was not here either, and I don't know. Are you going to review everything you did in August?
Well, I'm not going to read the August, but the October sort of incorporates that. So it's up to y'all whether you want to recuse yourself, but I think we can cover the issues of how we've gotten to where we are right now.
If you think you can cover it, I'll hang on.
That's right. This is a continuation of the August 24th meeting for a hearing for an after-the-fact request by Mr. Winfrey to retain or to reconstruct and reinforce an existing block retaining wall structure and to install a 30-foot-long concrete groin extending up to 20 feet channel to mean low water at his property situated along the James River and along Eagle Bluff Drive. This is in the town of Claremont in Surrey County. The groin request would require a subaqueous permit, and the fix to the wall and the after-the-fact approval for the wall on the beach requires a coastal sand dunes and beaches permit, and Surrey County has not adopted the beaches and dunes ordinance, so you'll be acting in that capacity as well. Again, the project is located in the colored area there, in this very southern limits of the town of Claremont, and it is characterized as a sandy beach. There is a sloped graded area landward of the currently installed concrete block wall bulkhead structure. The retaining wall is constructed of 2-foot by 6-foot concrete blocks that are stacked and interlocked with a groove system. Back in 2004, Mr. Winfrey had applied to install a riprap structure along this same eroding bluff. At that time, it was landward of mean high water and therefore was not subject to either VMRC or Wetland Board jurisdiction, as it was above the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction as a non-vegetated beach and above high water. Apparently, the riprap was never installed, and the site continued to have additional erosion over the ensuing years. In October of last year, we received a phone complaint from a nearby property owner concerning construction activity at this location about structures that had been placed both along the shoreline and upon state-owned subaqueous bottomlands. During a follow-up site visit with Mr. Winfrey, staff informed him that a considerable portion of the existing work did require authorization from VMRC and possibly the Army Corps and Surrey County. We explained that in order to be considered in compliance, either all the structures must be removed and the area restored, or as an alternative, he could file an option of submitting an after the fact application to retain the structures. He did submit such application, and we received it on October 22nd of 2009. We originally heard the after the fact request at the March 23rd, 2010 meeting, and he was directed at that time to remove, again, this is the site. He was directed at that time to remove the offshore breakwater structures, which were made out of this same block material offshore, and groin structures. Mr. Winfrey did do that in a timely manner, and we received a new joint permit application from him on June 25th, 2010. He was hoping to retain the wall in place with his after-the-fact request. He did remove all the parts that were in the subaqueous jurisdiction. We requested some additional information concerning the design on July the 6th, and Mr. Winfrey did respond in a letter July 12th with some additional information. and we conducted another site visit with Mr. Winfrey in July. During that site visit, Mr. Winfrey indicated that he would like to place the groin structure back along the shoreline, and we did receive a revised drawing with a slight modification to the wall and a addition of the groin feature. The history of the project is, after we received the first complaint, we visited the site. The structure was intact, and this area was still filled. It had been graded down, filled, and had vegetation growing on it. After a number of storms at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, big areas of this were eroded. This end of the wall was starting to fail as it was leaning forward considerably, and the filter cloth was exposed. Again, this is after the storm events. You can see that originally this wall was basically vertical, and now it's leaning forward, and we believe that eventually it will fail. It's also been breached around the end because it has no return wall. We did schedule this at the August 24th meeting, and we did another briefing to the commission. At that time, Mr. Winfrey was not present. I believe he had incorrectly noted the wrong day, and that's why he wasn't here. I did speak to him after the meeting. He was apologetic for not being here. However, at that time, we briefed you and said we didn't believe that the plan he provided still met the criteria of a properly engineered structure. And we recommended, in lieu of both Mr. Winfrey not being here and the fact that we still didn't believe we had a plan that was sufficient, that we allow him, afford him the opportunity to still provide that plan. Y'all did vote to do that. I contacted Mr. Winfrey and informed him of that. And he did go out and hire Town Site Engineering, an engineering firm, who have produced a plan that we're now presenting to you on behalf of Mr. Winfrey to address this issue, to hopefully retain, he's hoping to retain the wall. This is just the general plan view. This just basically reiterates where the wall currently is. The town site was proposing that the wall basically be completely removed and reinstalled in the same location. So this is still the same alignment that's currently there, basically. Originally, when VIMS reviewed this project, they noted that the material is not, this type of material, these block structures, is not normally recommended as a bulkhead structure. They also observed that some shoreline erosion along the Chowderwood side of the bulkhead, possibly from wave action and from a drainage pipe, had partially compromised the structure. They noted, had they had a chance to address this as a, not after the fact, but a initial application, they would have recommended a stone breakwater system offshore with beach nourishment and proper planning, and some upland slope bank with, again, proper vegetation and possibly a riprap revetment toe. They noted, as a less preferred alternative to allow for use of the concrete blocks, that they should be used in a tiered system up the bank. They revised their application based on the revised information received in August and noted a lot of the same comments, that they still didn't believe these were appropriate bulkhead type material walls. They also noted that the single groin that Mr. Winfrey was requesting is not expected to provide any significant erosion protection benefit. And they noted that it may be flanked at the end because it will not tie into the bank properly. It's not a low profile structure. They also noted that this is considerable wave height climate here, and that if the groin was approved, that there should be some nourished beach sand and it be low profile. They also suggested that possibly a sill structure at this location might be more appropriate. Back up one slide, a couple of slides. There are cypress trees at the other end of this, which is where the groin was proposed to be placed. It's a little headland area as this curves back around. That's the area he was proposing to put the groin. We believe that, you know, possibly a sill structure there might be more appropriate to help protect those cypress trees, which are still alive. Now, back to the plan that town site introduced. Basically, this is the way the wall is currently constructed. Town site did not recommend any change other than that the wall would have to be completely removed and restacked. It is varying heights of block depending on the reach of the shoreline. This is the meat of their plan right here, which are basically removal of the block wall. These are three sections of a block here shown in this detailed drawing. So what they're recommending is this be removed in front of the structure on the water side, that there be a towed rock below the mean low water line to address the eroding forces of the waves, that there be some granular base placed in, some drain pipe placed at the back of the structure. Obviously, some of this area would have to be excavated out once the wall is removed. Some of it's already eroded out at the higher levels. And the fix here to make this more like a traditional bulkhead, because these blocks currently have no tieback at all. They just fit together with these little grooves in the top and the bottoms, is to use what's called a geogrid, which is a composite material, and it's shown in these little dash lines here. It's somewhat flexible, it comes in sheets, and it is used along a lot of shoreline applications in conjunction with grading banks. And basically what would happen is, after all this initial work was done with rock and the site prepared, the first block would be put in, this geogrid material would be laid on top of the block, back into the bank, and a block set on top of it, and this groove and the weight would hold the geogrid in place, but it would also serve as a tieback type apparatus. And no matter how many layers of block, there should be one of these geogrids at every block elevation. So where there's three, there should be two, and one at the top of the first one. If they're four high, there would be another, another geogrid here. Then backfill the immediate area behind the wall with aggregate stone, and then of course refill and regrade the area behind that with appropriate fill material, and revegetate the slope. I spoke pretty extensively to the engineer on this project, Mr. Melita. They do believe that to reuse this material, which is what Mr. Winfrey's been attempting to do since he's bought all this block, and we did tell him we'd afford him the opportunity to do that if he could come back with a properly engineered plan, that if this is installed exactly as shown here, which is a lot of steps and considerable cost, and I've spoken to Mr. Winfrey and he understands that this should be an engineered structure for this location that will be appropriate. Based on that, we still have a couple of concerns with the end of the wall, where it's breached at this end. This was not addressed in the towns, but we believe still that there should be a realignment of this end of the wall angled back more to a kind of a 45-degree angle into the existing bank to prevent that what's already happened once, that breaching of it, with some riprap stone against the edge of the wall to break the wave action. Other than that, we are comfortable with the town site plan. So specifically, after evaluating the merits of the project, considering all the factors considered in appropriate sections of the Code of Virginia, we recommend denial of the groin structure and approval of the remainder of the structure with the following special conditions: that the upstream portion of the wall must be realigned and angled landward and must incorporate a return wall into the existing embankment. Such a return wall should preferably be protected with appropriately sized riprap to better address the flanking of the structure. The structure shall be required to be removed within 90 days should it fail in the future, and the applicant must provide a revised drawing with benchmark distances to fixed upland locations of the final wall location. This drawing and the previous drawings do not have any benchmark. Since the wall's got to be completely removed, we would like a drawing of the current location of the wall, benchmark to some permanent objects on the shore, which is standard for our applications, so that we know that when the wall is removed and replaced, it's put back in the same location. Additionally, should the applicant desire to provide additional protection for the existing cypress trees shown here, we would encourage him to consider the installation of a properly designed rock breakwater sill channelward of the tree structure, of the trees, right down in this area. Currently, he's asking for a groin in this area, made out of those same blocks, which I believe is appropriate. With that, I'll try to answer any questions you have. I hope I covered it well enough that you understand what happened at the site. Mr. Winfrey is here today.
Just a couple of questions.
Mr. Holland, you want to go to the chair? You want me to chair it? Or what
do you? I'm sorry. I'll let you go back. I'll do it. That's fine. Go ahead. Was this a matter that was brought up on a show cause with this particular applicant? And then this is the after-the-fact recommended or not?
In this particular instance, when we got the complaint, I went out and investigated and met with Mr. Winfrey and explained to him that if he wished to remove the structures and restore them, you know, that would be fine. We did not do a sworn complaint notice to comply. He indicated from the beginning that, you know, he had obviously spent quite a bit of money having this installed, that he would like to retain it if that was the option, and that is an option we typically afford someone, unless it's something that we just don't feel we can could ever support. We felt that there might be a way to address this issue. He did agree to remove the parts in the subaqueous area, but because while they were helpful, they weren't really constructed properly either. But the main thrust here was to retain this upland bank. And therefore, we afforded him the opportunity. So the original application hearing in March was for just an after-the-fact request to retain the wall as it was already constructed.
And how long had the wall been there when you noticed that it was failing on that section that you'd highlighted?
When I initially met with Mr. Winfrey after the complaint, the wall was pristine. It was straight up. There was material right to the top, graded all the way back. I explained to him at that time that I really thought if we had a bad storm that there was going to be damage. We had the big storm at the end of last year, and I went back, and the site looked exactly the same. So I was a little shocked. I said, but then we had a couple more storms in January, February time frame, and there's what did the damage that you see. So at that point, you know, we felt that our original recommendation that as constructed, it really needed some additional engineering to secure it was justified because what I predicted kind of came to pass.
And VIM's recommendations are to either pull the slope back or to put the revetment along the shoreline.
Well, VIM's original, when they saw it, of course, originally we got an application and all the structures were still in. And there were block breakwaters offshore out here, these same blocks. Clearly, they weren't appropriate. They were going to fail with wave action. Their recommendation was a stone breakwater or a couple of stone breakwaters offshore and grading of the bank with a riprap toe revetment to protect the toe. That was the initial BIM's recommendation and still would be probably the preferred way to approach this entire little reach of beach right here.
Thank you.
As I understand it, he will have to remove the blocks and then replace the blocks because you've got a
specific in asking the engineer that question when I called him and talked to him after we got the plan. And he said, yes, that's the only way to install this the way they've proposed is
to remove what's there, put it back this way.
Yes.
And then it might work.
Yes, because you've got to do this work in front of the block. You've got to put some rock under the block, and you've got to excavate behind it to put the stone and to put the geogrids in. So,
well, I mean, that looks like to me a great deal of expense.
Well, that was the other issue that I talked to Mr. Winfrey to make sure he understood, and he's here. He can address it. But when I told him, I said, you do understand that this plan, as we've received it and as confirmed by the engineer, is going to be rather costly to remove this wall, and he said he understood that. He understood, you know, he messed up to start with, and he's going to have to spend some more money to get it right, and he was willing to do it. You can certainly ask him.
Can we speculate? I guess that's all we can do about what it would cost to fix it the way VIMS
is requested. I have no idea what this cost originally. Mr. Winfrey may or may not want to divulge that. But I would imagine that this is going to cost as much as the original project, included the breakwaters offshore.
But to do with a riprap revetment and then an offshore breakwater would be more or less?
Hard to say. My understanding is these blocks are relatively inexpensive versus hauling granite stone in from the western part of the state. So the material cost for breakwater
be lower.
And riprap would drive the cost up. Plus, it's got to be installed. So here he's got some material he can use. Unfortunately, he's going to have to manipulate it all again. These are, with the right piece of equipment, these are fairly easy to pick up and move around. And you can drive on this beach with equipment. It's a pretty solid beach.
Okay.
That's how they installed it the first time.
Any other questions? Thank you.
There are no objections. Other than the initial complaint from the neighbor, we've gotten no objections since then.
Okay. Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes, sir.
Can you hold on just 1 minute, sir? Would you raise your right hand? You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Would you state your name, please?
Robert Winfrey.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
This has been a learning experience from the very first. I was trying to protect the beach. After Isabel, I lost about 45 yards of beach. And I put those walls up there, try to save it from going any further. It was the wrong thing to do. I should have gotten it engineered first, but I was just trying to. And when Mr. Stagg came to my house, I was in the process of filling out the after-effect application. I had the application on the table. And I didn't even know I had a complaint up the road. So it all went downhill from there. I'm going to do exactly like this. I'm not going to try to cut no corners no more. I've learned my lesson, a very expensive lesson. And I'm sorry I've taken up so much of y'all's time. I can say. I
appreciate it.
We'll do just like this.
Does any commission member have any questions of the applicant? Thank you. Sir. Is there anyone else in favor of the project that would like to speak? Is there anyone opposed to the project that would like to speak? The matter is before the commission. Mr. Dankert?
I move to approve the project with the additional engineering after Valley and the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1403.
There's a second to the motion.
I'd like to second it, but I also would like to ask the maker if we could also add that the modification to a 45-degree angle return wall, it's at the north, if that could be asked to be put in.
The maker of the motion accept that?
Yes.
Okay. You've heard the motion, proper second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
I would like to have one point of discussion.
I'm sorry.
I would just like to note for the record that I do have some objections, but will vote for this because of this dilemma of the applicant. I think, if this structure goes down and he must remove it in 90 days, the expense of that, as opposed to going forward with a revetment, that would more be suitable for that location is something I would just like to put in the record. He understands that risk in moving forward with this plan as opposed to just putting in a revetment now and being saved the expense of both removing at a later time and having to reconstruct now under this. But with that, I'll go with the board with the vote. I just wanted to make that, put that on the record.
Thank you.
Clarification on the motion because staff had three recommendations. It was one addressed by Mr. Schick. The second one was
Mr. Tankett
revised drawing and
Mr. Tankett is going to restate his motion for you.
with assistance if necessary.
I move that we go forward to approve the project with the additional engineering certification, and that I also recommend a condition that the upstream portion of the wall be realigned and angled landward to incorporate a return wall. The groin should not be included in this motion.
Okay.
Does that cover it all?
Satisfy your question?
Well, a question that Mr. Plumlee brought up, the 90 days, which was a recommendation that I think should be a permit condition. We're recommending it be a permit condition. If it fails, it be removed within 90 days, and also the revised drawing with benchmark distances.
Yeah, both those things should be included.
Okay. I second.
Okay, the motion's been properly made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain, unanimous.
Thank you, Mr.